The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ireland's picturesque landscape is home to hundreds of outdoor swimming spots, perfect for swimmers of all abilities. A new book entitled Wild Swimming in Ireland aims to reach people of all swimming abilities, compiling a province-by-province guide and images which showcase over 200 swim spots across the country. The book features hidden gems off the beaten track and more accessible swim spots. I'm joined now by the authors of the book, Maureen McCoy, author, wild swimmer and swimming coach, and Paul McCambridge, author, multi-award-winning photojournalist and himself a wild swimmer. Good morning and welcome to you both.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Now, we'll talk about the book in a moment, but first of all, swimming. You're scarcely out of the water at all, are you?
That's true, yes, between my swimming and coaching, yes. I love the water. I was brought up swimming outdoors as well as indoors, and sort of went through life-saving and kayaking. So I'm a water baby.
You're a water baby. But you've done some pretty daunting things. I mean, you've swum the Channel.
Yes. Well, that was a childhood dream, actually. When I was about 10, I watched an Esther William film. And in that, she swam the Channel, and I turned to my mother and said, I want to do that one day.
So, and you did?
I did.
And you've been involved in competition as well and been a winner many times.
Yes. I started off in pool competition, but actually didn't enjoy galas, but love the open water competition. So I think long distance was my niche.
Yeah. Now, people think, well, in the pool, OK, we don't have the buoyancy of salt water, but then we don't have the buoyancy of salt water when we're in a river either.
No.
But when you're out in the wild, as it were, all sorts of creatures might be nibbling at your bottom.
A lot of people think that. Most creatures are more frightened of us than we are of them. A few are curious about us. Seals like to take a look and what are we doing sprockling in the water compared to how they do? But really, you know, most things will move away from you. And I think they're fascinating to watch. You know, we have starfish and even the jellyfish that we're all so frightened of.
There's some beautiful ones.
Well, the lion's mane isn't so pretty, but there's some beautiful jellyfish, like the barrel jellyfish.
And will amazing. They stay away from you by preference?
Not by preference, really.
Paul, what about yourself? Now, you're a photojournalist and working in the press for many years.
Yes, up north. Well, I started off swimming as a competitive swimmer in the pool. So right up until about 16 years of age, I represented Ulster at Backcrawl. So it wasn't until the aches and pains of life had hit me in the kind of late 30s that I thought I needed to get back to something that was less contact. So I was doing a bit of voluntary coaching with the club, the local club in Banbridge. So decided to do a few courses, met a lovely woman called Hillary. She directed me into the master swimming. So I took up master swimming, and that's where I met Mo. So I came across Mo there. So she says to me, I'm going to do the Channel. Could you give me a wee help? Would you be part of the crew? So I came along to the crew and got introduced to open water swimming through that. So that was around 2007, 2008-ish.
Now, having liked the pool and then discovered open water swimming, the difference for you?
Oh, it's great to be outdoors. It really is. Now, getting used to the cold at the start, Pat, was a bit difficult. So Mo, talk me through the early stages of just easing yourself in. And that's something that we would say to anybody getting into the cold water, particularly this time of year. The sun might be shining, it might be lovely, but the water temperatures haven't caught up yet.
Now, this book is clearly a labour of love for both of you.
Yes.
I mean, the photographs are sensational. I can, recognise one spot, at least the 40-foot near where I live, and a great shot of a man taking a dive.
Paddy Conaghan. I'm working on a film on Paddy at the present time. Now, there's a short film out at the present time. It's doing the film festivals. But Paddy's 83 years of age now, and he's circumnavigated Ireland three times. During the winter, in his van, but ducking and diving out of places. Fantastic character. Resilience.
And that would be a very well-known bathing place. There's another place, is it Sally Mountain, County Wicklow, the nudist beach, the naturist beach?
Yes, that's right.
And did you have to strip off to take the picture?
Well,
I wasn't there, I have to say, that day.
Down to our trunks. They're a lovely bunch of people,
Now, the finding these places is one thing, but designating, for whom they might be safe.
Yeah, well, as a swimming coach, and you know, I started life saving actually from I was 10 years old. That was when we started kayaking, my brothers and I, and we were sent off to life saving. So I sort of have a background. That's the route I went through, life saving and coaching swimming. So I look at the safety of it, and I also look at, you know, what kind of swimmer, you know, would suit this area. So some places are really only suitable for people who are very competent, strong swimmers. And that may be because it's steeply shelving, or the conditions can change quite a bit. And swimmers, when you're outdoors, we always have to be very aware of the conditions changing, because it changes so fast. So watching the weather, feeling what the water is doing is very important for us, so we can get ourselves out before we get into any difficulties.
I mean, I suppose most people who live on the coast, they're used to the sea and wading in and slowly getting up to whatever depth they feel comfortable with.
Yes.
Rivers are different.
Rivers are different. Rivers have a flow, and that flow can change depending on where you are in the river, and how much water is coming down after rainfall, or in the spring if there's been snow on the mountains. But also we need to think about the banks. You know, they can be steep. They might actually look quite, you know, quite soft at the grassy mm-hmm. edge, and then suddenly drop off into mud. And mud is incredibly slippy to get out of. So one of the main rules is, before you get in the water, think of how you're going to get out. And if it's river swimming, think of, well, I'm probably going to move downstream a bit. So where downstream is my safest exit point? And pick two or three exit points.
Now, many of these places are designated bathing spots where there might be occasionally a lifeguard, but maybe a life belt anyway that would be available. But some are not.
Some are not.
Just hidden away.
Yeah.
A rule of thumb, never bathe alone?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's kind of the first rule of swimming. Never swim alone.
You might, though, might you?
Many people might. But if you can't, I mean, we know swimmers you know, don't always have a buddy to go with. Find somebody who at least will stand on shore, and don't go too far from shore. Stay close to shore within easy, you know, access to the...
The technical challenges, Paul, of taking these pictures. I mean, you have obviously managed to catch people in midair a lot of the time with stunning pictures, but also underwater.
Yes. All angles. On the water, below the water, the air, landscape, seascape. I have it all. It's nice to do that variety. It's like playing again with the cameras.
Looking at the pictures, and I'm struggling to find one that I had admired earlier in County Kerry, but it just makes Ireland look so wonderful, so beautiful.
Yeah, well, yes. No, we didn't go for all blue skies and pretty pictures.
Well, the one I'm looking at, I found it now, Glanmore Lake.
Oh, beautiful, yes. Beautiful.
The lake is like glass.
Oh, yeah. It was a beautiful day that we arrived up there, and it is one of those surrounded by lovely hills.
So, finally, I should ask you both, how do we use the book? I mean, there are 200 spots designated. How do you actually, in your county, for example, or if you're touring?
Well, it has directions. It has Google Map references as well. And it's really, there's a little bit of a description. I've tried to find something interesting about most places, something that interests me about places. So it's ideal for carrying about in your car, throw it in the car. But it also, you know, if you're an armchair swimmer, I think you can just flick through it and browse. But there are the Google Map references if you're looking for
the places. Get this book, which is called Wild Swimming in Ireland, published by Gill, by the way, and put together by Maureen McCoy, Mo McCoy, I should call you, and Paul McCambridge. So you get this book, you get your dry robe and your togs, and off you go.
You get your togs. If you have a dry robe, take it. If you don't, a couple of towels will do you.
Thank you very much for joining us, Mo McCoy and Paul McCambridge.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.